Tripper Stories.
So, welcome Slut Club. We are back, episode 13. I can't fucking believe I'm on episode 13, but here we fucking are. Now, today we have a very special guest. I've been very excited. It's been in the pipeline for a very fucking long time.
It has.
It fucking has. It's my girl, Mariella from Bait Station. Hey, mate.
Hey, girl.
Oh, mate, I've literally missed you.
We're finally doing this.
I've known you for how fucking long now, and I haven't seen you in how fucking long.
I know. We haven't seen each other since February.
When the clubs closed.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, now we're... Hopefully they will. I mean, we've been talking about this for weeks and weeks with other people. What do you think? Do you think we're going to open anytime soon?
To be completely honest, no. I think it's going to be next year by the time things like that open. Like, just because of the nature of it, where you're very close to people, lots of different people as well. I just find it's going to be a long time before they're going to be open again and before it's going to be safe and stuff. But I'm living in hope that it will be open sooner.
I think we all are, aren't we? We're all like, oh, when can I put my pleasers back on? No, actually, right, we're going to start from the fucking beginning. So I met you dancing and now you do a different fucking job. So tell us your name, what do you do, where do you come from? Go for it.
So I am Mariella. Ooh. And yeah, so since lockdown, I decided to do something different with the clubs being closed. So I started working for Bait Station. And yeah, it's been very interesting, put it that way, but it's been a really good experience. It's definitely been good to do while everything's been closed up and there's not been a lot of opportunity for anything else. So yeah, basically I made a Twitter account for like OnlyFans, stuff like that.
Well, I need to talk to you about this. I need to get all your details, because at the end of this I want people going on your OnlyFans, supporting the fucking biz. Yes. Supporting the gals.
Come and look at my naked body.
So tell us a little bit about Bait Station then. So like, some people who don't know what is Bait Station?
So basically it's made up of a TV channel and also an online cam site as well. So I do both of it. I do half and half basically. Some days I'll just be purely on the TV. Just, I have to basically stay really still. It's daytime TV, so you can't do anything like raunchy or get naked or anything like that, because you have to abide by loads of rules. So I just lay there really, really still, have people call me up, and we have very interesting conversations. And I
really?
Just have to be really angelic while I'm doing it.
That's
mental. We can talk about like what people are having for dinner later or what their weird fetishes are. So it could be absolutely anything, to be honest.
That literally blew my mind. So you're not actually doing anything with your body but talking maybe filth on the phone, right?
Yeah. And like, if I say like naughty words like dick or pussy or anything like that, you have to put the phone over your mouth so people that are watching can't like mouth what you're saying on the phone, basically. So,
oh my god, that's such techers, isn't it? You actually have to have a bit of fucking that's mental. So you're like, okay, I'm gonna suck your big dick.
With cover my mouth. Yeah.
That's mental.
I know, yeah. Like, you can't have like a tit fallout on TV or anything like that, or you can't accidentally show your knickers if you move. Like, you have to be so careful because they can receive like really big fines and stuff. So
have you ever had people at Bait Station do that by accident, like tit fallout or whatever?
They had one girl, I don't know who she is, but apparently she forgot that she was, because you can be taken off TV but still be on a TV set.
Right.
So she forgot that she was on air at the time and literally just pulled up her top and got a big, huge tits out on TV. And they were literally like, oh my God, no.
What happened to her? What happened?
I don't actually know. I don't know if they received a fine for it or anything like that. I'm not sure. It was years ago, apparently. So I don't know. Hopefully not. Well, the company's still standing today. So, because the fines are like thousands of pounds. So,
wow.
Yeah, you just have to be so careful.
That's so dangerous. So you said that you work on TV, but you also do cam as well. So like, is that completely different rules?
Yeah. So
what's the difference?
kind of, it's online, so anything goes, basically.
You really?
Can do whatever you feel comfortable with. Yeah, like you can sit there in a dress, covering up your whole body and just talking to people, or you can literally sit there naked, playing your vagina, and it's fine. It's just whatever you're comfortable with, basically.
That's so fucking exciting. You told me about this vagina cam. I want to know about this. Wait, is this TV or is this cam? What's it called, fanny cam?
Perv cam.
Oh, perv cam!
You have that on TV and on the web.
Right.
Because basically you place it where you want to place people to perv on you, which is just the vagina, basically. So, like, if, for example, I'm on TV and I'm trying to look really nice and angelic, I have the perv cam still pointing to my vagina, but it's out of shot of the TV camera. So if you do switch on the channel, you'll have no idea that that's going on. But you can also watch me from the web as well. So if you're watching me from the web and you want to have a look at my vagina, you can literally just click on perv cam and then it just...
This is a shot of your vagina?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you play vagina. With it while you're like, is this too much information? But I want to know. Do you play with that pussy?
Yeah, I do, yeah. Like if I'm on just on the web... then I can do a lot more. Like I like touch it, stroke it, like open it up and stuff so they can get a right old good look on it. But if I'm on TV, I'll just like give it a subtle stroke so no one can really tell what I'm doing. But I think that's what they like about it as well. Like they know that I'm on TV and they know that I have to look a certain way. So they kind of like get a little bit turned on by the risk of the fact that I'm stroking my vagina whilst on TV.
That's fucking amazing. Do people have to pay extra for the perv cam?
Oh yeah. I'm not sure how much it is. I think it's like £2 a minute or something like that. Yeah.
That's wicked. So you just have like 1,500 men just below the belt looking at the perv vagina cam, and then you can have 1,500 men above you. Literally, you're looking like an angelic Disney princess.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
What a job. That's fucking sick. So compared to stripping, like, so you moved on to Babe Station.
Yeah.
Like, in comparison to stripping, how do you feel about it? Like, the change? How is it suiting you? COVID?
I think it's done me really well, because obviously, without the clubs being there, but I do think that I prefer kind of, like, the hustle of being in the club.
Right.
As when you're coming, it's like you're in a room on your own, just talking to guys online and stuff. Whereas when you're in the club, you're with all your friends, like you're having a few drinks, you're basically getting paid to party. But I still really enjoy the aspects of coming. Like I still love it. I still like talking to all the people, like all the...
Like weird and wonderful
you can come across. Yeah,
right. Okay. So, without being too, like, obviously you don't want to be like too explicit and things like that, but I want to fucking know. So you must have the gift of the gab, being able to talk to someone on a phone while looking like an angelic queen.
Yeah.
And talking about like kinks and feet and fucking asshole opening and all this other shit. What, like, how do you find that? Like, what sort of kinks have you discovered that you never knew before working in the club, but through the phone you're like, what's the most popular kinks? Like, give us some goss.
I think the most popular kink is like small penis humiliation, or just humiliation in general. Like, I didn't realize how many men just like people to just hurl abuse at them. Like, it's so strange. Like, you would never think that people would like that and it would get them off, but they really love it. Like, like, they even like to go on, like, there's a thing where you can do cam to cam, like, where you can see them.
Mm-hmm.
And they like to just literally be touching their dicks and you telling them how tiny it is and how they would never please a woman with that tiny little dick. And they just absolutely love it.
Fucking love that.
I know. Or a lot of fetishes that people like are kind of like mummy fetishes, or like with family kind of fetishes.
Right, so like incest shit.
Yeah, like brother and sister, or stepmom and son, that kind of thing.
Right.
Which I wasn't quite sure about, but then you kind of like embrace it and stuff.
Yeah.
Don't you? So it's only theatre, so you're not actually doing it. So it's fine.
Yeah, we were talking about it being acting. Have you ever had a girl? Have you ever had a woman customer?
I haven't, actually. No, I haven't. I think that would be fun.
Anybody else have one in Babe Station?
No, I don't think we have. Not that I've personally heard, anyway.
Wow.
I think it would make me overthink it a lot anyway, because you know when you're working in the club and you have a woman that wants to dance,
yeah.
you think completely different to when you have a man. You kind of feel like they're going to be judging you a little bit more and looking at different parts of it a bit more than what a man does. So I think I'd be feeling like that if I had a woman on cam. But no, I haven't had that yet, unless I've just not realised I've been a woman, but not as far as I know.
That's so fucking exciting. So what's your favourite thing, like, what's your favourite kink to talk about personally? Which is the one you like get into the most?
What do I like to get into? I like dominating men.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's quite fun. At first, I wasn't really sure what to do with it. Like, when I first had my guy come through, like, I want to be dominated, it's a bit like, I have no idea what to say to you, really.
Yeah.
But after doing it for a few months, I'm getting into it a little bit more and, like, kind of knowing a bit more what to say to them and stuff and, like, what they get off on when they're being dominated.
Yeah, because I've seen on your Instagram, I think it's your Instagram stories, that you're like, my subs bought me lunch, my subs bought me this. Yeah. I'm like, you've got little subs now.
Oh, do you know what? That's like one of my favourite things about it, like when they buy me gifts and stuff.
That's
like,
so nice.
Yeah, it just makes you feel really cute, doesn't it? Having someone just buy you a gift. It's quite nice. Like the latest thing someone's bought me is some like PVC leggings, because they really like having like leggings on and then like clear pleasers, like they find that really hot. So that I've got hot. Some really big clear pleasers, so they were like, I really want you to wear those and the leggings and take some pictures for me. And I'm like, yeah, sure, send them my way.
Oh, fucking amazing. I saw that you got as well, what else did you get, like a anal butt plugs?
Yeah, I had two packages actually. I had like a full anal training kit. So that was basically like different size silicone plugs, and like there were some really strange things in there. There was like a big dildo with like pricks coming off it. I don't know what I'm going to do with that, but that, I might get to that stage. And then I don't know if you've seen, they're like really nice like steel butt plugs with jewels on the end.
Yeah, they're nice, those ones.
Yeah. So I got some of those as well. I haven't tried any of them out yet. I'm a little bit intimidated by it.
Honestly, they're really cold as well, aren't they? Because they're steel.
Yeah. They're like really heavy and cold. Like,
yeah.
It's going to feel interesting being at my ass.
You have to lube those bad boys up and put them in your hands like Play-Doh and warm them up a little bit before you pop them in.
Yeah, definitely. I've got some lube ready. I just need to like have some me time, just like pick them up.
Have a little play.
Yeah, but I am a little bit scared. But
are you? I mean, the anal training, I'm going to talk to me about this, because I used to have an anal training kit. How are you finding it stretching that rim?
Well, I haven't put them in yet.
Have you not? Like, none of them?
I'm none of them, no. I'm a bit scared. Like, it came with a douche.
Yeah.
And like, I've never even douched before. Like, I'm scared. Like, what's going to happen to me?
Oh my God, episode one, fucking stripper stories. We talk about anal douching.
Yeah,
have a little listen to that podcast. Like, mate, it is...
I heard it.
Oh yeah, right. Okay, so fucking, you know I douche my arsehole like every fucking day. Like, truly, even if it's not just for anal, it's just great to just feel free. Get all that shit out, babe. I swear to God, it honestly helps me.
Have a little go. I need to have a little play and just do it.
Yeah,
at me in my room like, try me, and I'm like,
But do you find that, because you're obviously like, you're being sexual every day in like work, you just, the last thing you do when you get home sometimes at like 5 a.m. or whenever it is fucking stick a douche up your arsehole and start playing with yourself, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
For real. Like, I want to know a bit more about Baby Station. So how does it fucking work? So you say it's in studios and stuff like that, because I know nothing about it. I've never worked on Baby Station. Do you go to the studios and you like turn up for a shift and you work a shift? That's how it works?
Yeah, basically like towards the end of the month, you tell them what availability you can't work. And then they make you a rota of like shifts. You basically say like, you give them like a rough outline of what you want. And then they make a timetable for everybody and they give you set shifts. Right. So I know what I'm doing for the whole month. I generally work about 2 or 3 days a week.
Right.
And then one of those days is TV, the other days are coming. Mm-hmm. But it's really flexible. Like, if you can't make a shift, they're pretty good at accommodating you. Your class is self-employed, really. So, but you get a set wage and a guaranteed wage. So
that's really good.
Yeah, like, because I know for a lot of people that work in the sex industry, if you're generally working off commission, so it makes it a little bit stressful, like you've got rent to pay and stuff like that. But with this, it's really good because I've got like financial security.
That's really good.
Definitely good for me during lockdown. Yeah, it's been really helpful.
So can you work from Babe Station at home? Or do you
Yeah, you can do. All the shifts that you're put in for are in the studio, but you're welcome to do more shifts if you want.
It's really good. So what's the basic that you get, if you don't mind me asking? Does everybody get the same basic, or does it depend on how long you've worked there, and then you get tips on top, or...?
No, so everyone gets different. You get like a set wage when you start, and then depending on how good you are, then they'll increase it for you. So you get an hourly rate when you're on TV, and then for camming, you get like a set shift rate. And then if you make more, then you make more. And if you don't make that amount, then they just top your wage up. So you're always like, you know that you're going to get paid either way, whether it's a quiet day or not.
That's so good.
I know. When I heard that, I was just so happy because, like, you know how it is when you're in the club and you've had a bad night, you're like, oh my God, what am I going to do? But with this, it just takes that whole thing away. So I'm like so pleased that I found this opportunity and I'm not stressing about it anymore.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, so would you suggest to girls if they were like wanting to do something in Corona and they didn't want to do like camming or escorting? You think Babe Station, do they have like openings and stuff? Like, is it easy to get a job?
Yeah, they actually posted a thing today on Instagram, on their Babe Station Cams Instagram, saying that they're recruiting, and just to drop them a DM. So if anybody is looking to do anything like that, literally just DM them on Instagram and then go from there.
Amazing.
They've got a few studios around the UK. So yeah, hopefully there'll be a studio near you if you wanted to work for them.
That's fucking amazing. So with it as well, obviously when we were strippers, it was a little bit more like, there's no set times, you just turn up for work, whatever. Do you tell people what you do? Are you like, because obviously I know you've got an Instagram, which we're going to tell everybody about at the end, and you're fucking OnlyFans as well. Do you tell people, like muggles, people that you're dating, what you do? Do you find that easy?
Well, I just kind of judge it from who I'm speaking to.
Right.
I do tend to tell the majority of people because I just feel like I mix with people that are kind of like me anyway.
Right.
So I do tend to tell most people, but... my family don't really know about it. I did tell my mum actually quite recently about what I was doing because I didn't really like having to cover it up. So I told her and she was absolutely fine with it. My family are quite chilled and relaxed anyway. But people like my grandparents and stuff, they don't know about it because I think there's just certain things that your grandparents don't really need to
know. Yeah, pussy cam, they don't really need to know. Yeah, do you know what I mean?
They need to know those details, you know. So,
they fucking don't.
But in terms of like friends and stuff like that, all of my friends know what I do. They're all like really supportive and so happy for me. But like, I don't necessarily make it a public thing on like my normal Instagram. So I've got two accounts, my work one and my normal one. I don't mention it on there because I just don't think it's something that everybody really needs to know about. Not that I'm ashamed, but
yeah,
I just, like some people, when they're not a part of this kind of world, it is a little bit shocking for them.
Yeah.
So I think it's best to keep that a secret from like the majority, but no, as a whole of like people that I do meet, they do tend to know about it. Yeah,
that's really good. I mean, it's like with this podcast, I don't really show my face a lot on the Instagram. I use my dancer name, and it's not really because I'm ashamed personally, but it's just a lot of people have lots of fucking comments and you're just like,
yeah,
just let me live. And just at the end of the day, you know, I think with the sex industry, especially at the moment, it's like got this gentrification behind it. You know, have you heard about the OnlyFans thing with Bella Thorne?
Yeah.
Right?
I heard about that.
So how do you feel about that? Like, let's talk about that. As a person who actually has OnlyFans, because I've been fucking ranting and raving about it, I don't even fucking have one. So talk to me, bitch. Give us the goss. What do you think?
I just feel like with that whole thing with Bella Thorne, when she sold that picture for, what was it, $200 for a naked picture, and it wasn't. And then she's trying to act like she's an ally for the sex industry, blah, 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 after that. However, you must have known exactly what you were doing. Like, you know that you were selling people something that it wasn't. And then she's obviously made big consequences for everybody else. So I just think it was a really irresponsible thing for her to do, especially like when there's people that live on their OnlyFans money. And when they changed it from a 7-day payout to, what was it, 30-day payout now.
Yeah.
Just like, imagine if you were used to getting paid weekly and then all of a sudden it was changed to monthly just because some celebrity did this stunt on the platform that your income comes from. I just think it was terrible, like very irresponsible from her.
Yeah, and personally, how has it had an effect on you? Because I know that isn't your sole income, but still, you do earn quite a bit of money from it, don't you? You're quite successful on there. So, like, how does that affect you personally?
I think I've been okay, because basically, with working for Babe Station, they help me manage my OnlyFans as well.
Right.
So, I don't cash out my money, like, willy-nilly. I cash it out on the payday that I get from Babe Station. So I've been quite lucky, really. That hasn't affected me. The only thing I think it will affect me is the tip amount that you can get, because they've changed it to, is it $100 limit they've changed it to?
I think it's $100 limit, yeah.
Yeah, I think that'll be the only way that's affecting me. Like, I'm not saying I get really big tips all the time, but... like, I think the times that it would happen, that would put somebody off giving me a big tip when the limit is only a certain amount of money. So, a lot for everybody else as well that get big tips. Like, people that do financial domination, things like that, they're going to struggle, because obviously their whole account is based on receiving money.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be really difficult for them.
Yeah.
So it's not great, really.
No, but, I mean... yeah, I mean, obviously, people who haven't actually heard about the Bella Thorne scandal, just a quick little debrief, is that she was saying that she wanted to be an ally, like you said, to the sex industry. She wanted to start an OnlyFans to basically publicise an upcoming slut film, sex film, and then also to show that she is a very liberal, feminist woman, how she basically perceives herself on her Instagram. She was like, oh yeah, I want to feel safe in an environment that's a bit more not fit for work content, not like Instagram, and want to post some content on there. She overpromised and underdelivered, and it wasn't about her starting an OnlyFans, because loads of celebrities have, like Cardi B, but she made £1 million in one day. She then made £2 million in a week, which was mental. And then the platform started getting all these chargebacks. So that's why OnlyFans have now changed their policies to capping all of their money and then paying the creators only in 30 days instead of a week.
Yeah.
So everybody is struggling, basically. I mean, I was saying this to other people when I was on a couple of other podcasts, and they were like, yes, but can you really blame her? And I'm like, well, no, because I think you totally understand this. When we were working in the club, it was about the money. I mean, for a girl, if you didn't know the people, you'd stand on their face for the extra money. You'd steal someone's customer. Do you know what I mean? It was quite dog-eat-dog, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And she's basically done a bit of that, hasn't she? She's kind of taken the money and run and just fucked everybody else over, right?
Basically, yeah.
But honestly, in such a, like, struggling economy anyway, the sex industry is struggling just like everything else. It was just the wrong time to be doing it, to be honest, wasn't it?
Definitely. Well, there would never be a right time for her to do that, but this time especially, not the best.
Not the best. So yeah, I mean, it's glad to hear it from the horse's mouth, and it is definitely not okay.
No, absolutely not.
From that side of things. Perfect. Because I've been talking about it, but I don't even have one. So okay, so if I was going to start an OnlyFans, is it fucking a lot of work?
Yes.
Talk to me, is it?
It is. So, like, there's this big common misconception that you'll start an OnlyFans and then all of a sudden you're going to become really rich and, loads of people will sub to you. But I think with that, it is possible, but you need to have a big social media following beforehand.
Right.
So if you're starting from scratch, like what I did during lockdown, you've got to build up your followers and kind of build up this image and make people want to invest in you.
Right.
So it takes a lot of content uploading, and it's not just about putting on a pair of pants and taking a picture of yourself. Like, you've got to put thought into it, like what angles, what rooms, like where you're going to be. There's just a lot more that goes into it, all the editing, all the scheduling. Like, you've got to make it so people want to pay money to see you.
Right.
So it's not as simple as what you initially would think, because I also thought that too. Like, I think I'm going to make an OnlyFans, like, it's going to be great, but then you're like slapped with all of the work that you've got to do for it, because you've got to talk to people on it as well.
Right.
Log onto it every day and just like make it worth the money, basically.
Right, I see. And so you said that Babe Station helps you with your OnlyFans, and I know that Babe Station in the studios, they have different like studio rooms, different themes. Now, I've seen you take photos in these, like, dungeon theme, and I'm like, oh, my fucking God, that's, like, my dream. Like, do they take pictures of you in those, like, on those sets and stuff for your OnlyFans? Does that help you out as well?
Yeah, so there's lots of guys that work in the studio and they're all content creators. So they'll schedule you in for like an hour or 2 hours where they'll make loads of content with you.
Wow.
So you just have to bring in loads of outfits and you make loads of different types of videos, loads of pictures, and you do that quite regularly as well. So they edit it all for you.
Wow.
So it's really helpful because like, I'm not massively big in like editing videos and pictures and stuff like that. It's only literally only this year that I've got into this kind of stuff. So it's been really useful to have people there to help you out, like professional people and stuff. So
yeah,
it's good. Like it was a bit scary at first having your picture professionally taken. I was so like anxious and scared about it because I just like don't know my angles very well, but they like really help you out and give you a lot of direction. So it's
and imagine
good.
Like it's like being on like not a porn, well, porn set. So I'm like, stick your butt out. I want to see more titties.
Yeah, they're like 1, 2, 3, stick your bum up. And then you're like,
oh my God, that's amazing. Where can I fucking join? I need some more pictures on my Instagram. Like, I'm slacking on the butt photos. I need to come and turn up to Babe Station to see if they'll take my ass off. Fucking yes. Girls, that's what I was going to ask you about the other girls.
Yeah.
So, what are they like? Is it very, like, camaraderie? Or is it like, fucking hate you, you got the same dress as me on today, bitch? Like, how does it work?
Oh my God, I actually think that working there is a lot more pleasant than the club.
Really?
Like, you know how in the club you can get really bitchy girls that like what we were saying earlier about how they're like trying to steal your custom and things like that. It's completely not like that there.
No.
Like everybody says hello to each other. Everybody makes like an effort to have a conversation with each other and stuff, which I was really surprised about. Like I've not had a bad interaction with anybody there at all. Everyone seems really nice and friendly.
Oh my God, that's a dream.
I know, it's a very relaxed place to work. Really good.
Yeah, so do boys work on Babe Station? Or is it just Babe Station?
It's just babes, yeah. They
just
said
babe.
They had a... just babes. They said they had a male channel for it, but it just didn't really like work as well. So they got rid of it. Yeah.
See, so if I had a male channel to watch men play with their dicks, I totally would subscribe to it. I'm so sorry, but I fucking would. I'm like a man anyway when it comes to porn, like paying for porn, obsessed with porn.
Yeah.
I totally would watch it. Would you?
I don't know. I think I would if there was like one person on there that I like really was into.
Yeah.
But I think as a whole, I think like because of my Instagram, so people literally send me dick pics for free. So it's like there's only so many dicks that you can see. So, you know.
Oh my God, I'm literally so jealous. I never get any dick pics. If any guys are out there, send me some fucking... Really?
Some of them are literally minging, yeah.
Oh my God, no fucking way.
Like disgusting dicks. I'm just going to plug my laptop in. I think it's going to die.
Yeah, you do it, bitch. You do it. Okay, so dating life. I want to get down to the nitty-gritty. How are you finding dating while still working in the sex industry? Are you feeling it great?
I've been very like anti-relationship for the past couple of years. I've just been wanting to kind of be single and do my own thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't had too many difficulties with it. Like I've had like people that I've been seeing and stuff, like kind of casual things. And I've always been really honest and told them what I've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
And they've all been really supportive. But when it comes to actually having a serious relationship, I'm not sure how that would go down. Because I think it takes a really confident strong man to kind of accept a girl that works in this kind of industry.
I agree. It's difficult, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it does weed out the men from the boys a little bit, doesn't it?
Definitely. Like, there's a lot of women actually at Babe Station that have like husbands and kids and stuff. So it's very possible. Yeah, it's definitely possible. You've just got to find the right guy. And I think I wouldn't want to be in a relationship with somebody that didn't accept my work anyway.
Yeah, it's got to the point where like lots of people say this to me, like, well, when I was working in the club, like, would you just quit the club for a guy? Like, it's not really a real job, is it? I'm like, no, wait. It's not about that. It was my job choice when I was single. I'm not going to give up my choices for a man, no matter what it was. Even if it was making Play-Doh fucking dick figurines in the fucking, I don't know, seaside. I still wouldn't do that if that's what I wanted to do. Do you know what I mean? I wouldn't, you know, cancel that for a dude. So I think that that's a very sensible thing to say. 100%.
Yeah.
Okay. This is one thing I'm actually dying to ask you. I want to hear some of your fucking stripper stories. Give me, like, your most crazy fucking story that you've either got from the club. Like, I know you've got a few because I've been there when I've witnessed a few of them. Like, so a few of the fucking psycho things that have happened to you.
Yeah, I know.
give me some goss, because this we're all about stripper stories here. So give us something that you actually want to fucking vent on the mic. Go for it.
Well, like, do you know when like you have so many experiences and someone asks you to say one and then you're like, oh my god, what do I say?
But, yeah.
But like, I think one that really sticks out to me was when it was when we were working together in the Mayfair Club. Am I allowed to say the Mayfair Club?
Yeah, fuck it. It's closed now. It's closed. Yeah, it's dead. Gone. Fucking gone.
It was basically when I met this American man, and he was an old man, put it that way.
Right.
And yeah, we spent like a couple of hours together. Like, he absolutely loved me, spent quite a lot of money. And he was only in London for the weekend and wanted me to spend the rest of the days that he was here with him.
Ooh.
And he was like a fun guy. Like, I kind of got good vibes from him. And he said that he was going to pay me a certain amount of money. So I was just like, well, why not? Like, I'm not doing anything, so I might as well do it. So I went home, but I met him the next day, came back to London, and he literally paid for a black cab from me from where I live to London.
Like, it was 2 hours?
Yeah, it was like 250 quid or something ridiculous like that.
Wow.
And then, yeah, like, I just ended up spending the weekend with him and his work friends that he was here with. And he just, like, spoiled me, basically. Like, he took me to Prada, bought me some shoes, took me to Victoria's Secret, bought me loads of stuff from there. Like, we went to really nice restaurants, just, like, hung out. We got drunk quite a lot. He was a big drinker. And, yeah, that was it. Like, he was from Chicago, and he was talking about me going to see him over there and things like that. But when he went back to America, that's where he went a little bit strange and was kind of crying and texting me like, I miss you so much, like, I want you to come and live with me, just being like super full on. And it got a bit much for me, and I ended up having to like terminate that relationship. But it was good fun while it happened. Like, I loved like just getting loads of presents and like people telling me how pretty I am the whole time I'm with them and stuff. It was a good time.
Oh my god, I remember you telling me about this, and you were like, do you guess how much money he's given me? I was like, literally, it was like, pretty woman. I was like, that is you. And you, and obviously, Mariella, look at her Instagram. She is a gorgeous fucking redhead. She literally was pretty woman for the fucking weekend, bitch.
I know, it was amazing. Like, I stayed in this hotel with him. Like, he was like, you can order whatever you want from room service. Like, oh, it doesn't matter. Like, literally, whatever I wanted, I could just order it. It was so good.
And he paid you a fucking lot for that as well. I remember you telling me. Yes, it was fucking worth it.
That was like the best thing, I think. That was one of my best memories from it. Even though he turned out to be a bit crazy, it was still like a good few days. I got a good amount of money from it, a good pair of shoes, so can't complain.
Why the fuck not, bitch? Why the fuck not? And to fucking wrap this fucking thing up, blowjob technique, okay? Because I am in isolation. We only have a certain amount of dicks and a certain amount of techniques. I want your blowjob technique. Give me some info.
My best blowjob technique, I think, is just to kind of like get it all wet. Like, just make sure like you run your mouth over the whole thing, like wet it all up, get all that slobber on there. And then a good little technique I like to do is just to kind of like stroke the gooch while I'm doing it.
Ooh, yes.
Nice little trick, and they always seem to love that. So get it nice and wet and then just stroke the gooch. That's like my little trick that I like to do.
Do you deep throat? Are you a virgin throat?
I do. I try to train my gag reflex. Do you know how to do that?
No, fucking tell me, bitch.
Basically, every single day, you have to put something in your mouth to the back of your throat and make yourself gag. And then it basically makes it wear away. So just every day, just like put it back in there, like gobble on it a little bit and gag. And then eventually your gag reflex will go. Then you can deep throat all day long.
Has it worked?
Well, I've kind of like not committed to it properly. I only did it a little bit. So I need to make a rota. I need to do it every single day.
Mate, When you finish Babe Station, you should be like, right, banana down the throat on the way
it's
home.
It's time to train that throat.
it's like that fucking WAP lyric. I want you to touch that little dangly thing, the stick in the back of my throat. That is you every fucking day.
That's me. Making myself gag.
No sticking on that dick. Absolutely fucking not. My fucking God. Right, I'm going to literally note to self, banana down throat, 9 a.m. Okay. Right, okay, we're going to wrap this fucking up because I fucking appreciate you being here. So tell everybody where they're going to fucking find you. After they listen to this episode, where you going to be, ho? Subscribe to the OnlyFans.
Yeah, come and see me. So I have an Instagram and a Twitter account, and it's both the same account name. It's Mariella_BSTV. And on either of those accounts, there's a link there that has all of my like wish lists, all my OnlyFans on there, all my different social media accounts. So yeah, come and find me. Come and give me a follow if you want to.
Oh my God, yes. Come see that asshole that she's gone train. 100%. I'm going to put all those little links down in the bio for this episode anyway, but I fucking loved having you. I've missed you so.
Yes, it's been so nice to be here.
Yes, I'm going to definitely have you back in a couple of weeks and we'll talk some more fucking filth.
Absolutely, can't wait.
Yes, and I'll let you know how my gag reflex is coming on.
Oh yeah, update me.
100%. Right, thank you so much, mate.
Woo, thank you.
Woo. Right, that's the end of the fucking episode, bitches. So, like I said, we have our Stripper Stories podcast. Come and follow us on there. We really appreciate all your listens this week. It has skyrocketed, so I really appreciate all of your fucking support. As always, if you've got any stripper stories, DM them to me at podcast@stripperstories.com or, like I said, on my Instagram. But until next fucking hump day, I'll see you later. Bye-bye, baby, baby.